B'tochen for life, shir number 51, Monday, Parshas Tazria Mitzera. We are explaining the concept that everything the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does is perfect, and there's no situation that's not ideal. Everything Hashem does is tailor-made for us, and we respond according to the situation that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam puts us in. So we have to understand that this is only for the past and the present. Meaning, if a person is in a situation, that is the best situation for him. But for the future, this concept does not apply. And we will explain. Because really, a person can ask, if everything Hashem does is perfect, and every situation is exactly what I need, so why do I daven for anything? Hashem knows exactly what's good for me, and He does what's best. And the Mefarshim discussed this question, and they explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven. And yes, He has our best interest in mind, but part of Avodas Hashem is that when it comes to the future, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we tell Him our needs and we ask Him to give us what we want. And the same thing applies with Bitachon. Even though for the past and the present, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam situation that He created for us is perfect, but for the future, a person always relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him what he wants, what the person wants, like we've explained. And the understanding is, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants us to have needs and wants, and He wants us to rely on Him for our wants. That is our way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we rely on Him, and we don't rely on people and other methods to get what we need. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interest in mind, and everything He does is perfect. But when it comes to the future, just like we do physical hishtadlus to try to benefit our future, so too we should be having betachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the situation, and Emir Tzashem is going to help us and take us out of the current situation. So let's analyze it on a practical level. Right now we are in a situation that it's difficult to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it's an eis tzara for many people in Klal Yisrael. Our bitachin is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a kol yachol, and He can change the situation instantly. And when we rely on Him, and we remember that just because this is what the situation was for the past little while, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can change it in a second, as long as we rely on Him and have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's the one that created the situation and He's the one that can take us out of it. And that is basic bitachin. For the past and the present, we accept the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in be'ahava, and we understand that it's the best for us. But for the future, we don't doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the situation in a second. And we rely on Him, that Emir Tzashem, He will change the situation. And that is the attitude of someone that lives with Bitachon. Always Tzipisa LeYeshua, always viewing the future in a positive light, always relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He can and will change the future. And things will be better, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will bring Yeshuas. And as we said, when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will bring Yeshuas. Yeshuas and Refuas for us and all of Klal Yisrael.